There was a domestic terrorist attack on January 23rd in Los Angeles County, California. You see, there was actually a crude bomb, otherwise known as an improvised explosive device, used at a church. The church was First Works Baptist Church in El Monte, California. The New York Times decided to cover this story, briefly, and ran an article, and I kid you not, this was the actual title: Bomb Explodes at California Church Known for Hateful Views. That was really the title. They might as well have just called it, Church Was Bombed and It Got What It Deserved. I mean, seriously, that slant is just so incredibly obvious. Like, they deserved it for being Christian or something. But to cover this story properly, in addition to the church being bombed, it was also, I guess you could say, defiled, spray-painted with obscenities, and the words Get Out were on the front of the church. This is a church that has come under leftist criticism for some time. About 2 weeks ago, Bruce Meijer, the pastor of the church, reported to the police that he had had an arson threat that came across social media. Nothing was done. Of course, this is, like I said, Los Angeles County, California, so we're talking a really leftist area, so we shouldn't be surprised. And if history is to be our guide, the threat that was, you know, left on social media is probably just still there with the same account still up, you know, because Twitter and Facebook and similar companies all approve threats against the right people. But yeah, no one was arrested, nothing was done, and now the church has been bombed. Well, see, leftists hate this church because of their pretty strong anti-gay views. The pastor, Bruce Meijer, had attended a Make America Straight Again conference in 2020, which upset the usual parties. Now, the leftist media has reported that the church pastor said some pretty extreme things from time to time in regards to sexual perversions. For example, he seeks that homosexuals get a state-imposed death penalty. That's very Old Testament. Of course, Christ taught a message of mercy for the repentant. But would we be analyzing any of this if it were a mosque that were targeted? Would the mainstream media? Would they say a hateful mosque has been bombed? I don't think so. If it was a Muslim priest, otherwise known as an imam, and he'd said something, I don't think you'd have the same coverage at all. There would be no justification for the bombing, which is what they're doing in this case. The media is actively seeking justification for the bombing. Like, what if it were an abortion clinic? Would we say, well, maybe it's justified if they were doing abortions just late enough? I don't think so. I don't think the media would really take that approach. But the FBI and the local police department said there's no motive and no suspects. This is a place that's been picketed numerous times, that's had threats numerous times, and yet there are just no suspects. Who knows what it could be? The motive is just totally unknown. This is the way the media is reporting it too. They're not even surprised. They're like, well, it's been picketed a bunch of times, and they're on all these different hate lists and everything, but who knows who could have, you know, been the person who was bombing the church? Like, you know, it's incredible, seriously. This church is on a list of SPLC, that's Southern Poverty Law Center, hate groups. And it would not be the first group to get targeted by someone who is using that list. And imagine for a second, if I produced a list of my political or ideological enemies, and then someone used that list to target them, to physically target them and hunt them down. You imagine how I would be covered in the media? SPLC? Perfectly fine. Perfectly okay. Like, and would a mosque have even been placed on that list for espousing similar views? I don't think so. In fact, those views are very common inside of mosques. And I'm just going to give you this short report because the media won't really cover this story in any respectful way. And in fact, moreover, most of them didn't even cover the story. Didn't make primetime news. If you heard of this story, it was during like a 4 or 5 hour window on the internet. That's it. Now, as communists gain more and more power in America, we're headed toward a situation where Christian persecution is the norm in the US, with the media, law enforcement, and the political class aiding and abetting. And I don't just mean Democrats. Republicans have shown themselves to be who they really are. They've shown themselves to not be our allies. This whole story was an attack on Christianity at multiple levels. There was, of course, the bombing of a Christian church, which, you know, is more obviously an attack on Christianity, but then the way that the media coalesced together to condemn the church as, you know, when it's actually the victim. That shows you the way our society is going. Wait, if you enjoyed that video, please remember to like and share. I can't grow without you. Also, if you want to be reliably notified of new videos, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter. If you're able to support the production of these videos, I'd appreciate it if you'd subscribe at Subscribestar, or maybe get one of the healthier products, or even get some merch.